أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You know, as a child, when I was taught about the Quran, I remember the first ayat that were revealed and the last ayat that was revealed. That was sort of the benchmarks I had when I first learned about it. And I know that the first ayat that were revealed were on Yawm al-Ba'athat, on the 27th of Rajab, when Jibreel comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaqa al-insana min alaq, Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram, alladhi allama bil-qalam, allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. Read, O Muhammad, read in the name of your Rabb who created the human being from a clot. Read, and your Rabb is the most honorable, who taught to write with the pen, who taught the human being what he knew not. And then I know the last ayah that was revealed on the 18th of Dhul-Hijjah at Ghadir Khum, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on his way back from the last Hajj. And the ayah, this is Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, ayah 67. And you can imagine, because imagination is awesome, especially as a child, when in the heat of the sun at midday, when they're all walking back tired or going on their camels back home, suddenly Jibreel comes and says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuha ar-Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa illam taf'al fama ballagta risalata, wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas, inna allaha la yahdi al-qawm al-kafirin. O Messenger, deliver what has been revealed to you from your Rabb. And if you do not do it, then you have not delivered his message, and Allah will protect you from the people. Surely Allah will not guide those who cover up the truth. And as we heard last week when we talked about Imama, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assembles all the people who are coming back. He arranges for a stage. And then he declares what we know as Hadithul Thaqalain. O people, indeed I am leaving amongst you two weighty and precious things, that if you adhere to both, you will never go astray. Indeed, my Ahlul Bayt are the lesser weight, and the Qur'an is the greater weight. And this is the day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declares his succession after him. There is no prophet after him, but what we know as wilayah. And raising the hand of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, Man kuntu mawlahu fahadha aliyun mawlahu. And as soon as he completes this declaration, the last ayah, or the last portion of the ayah 3 of Surah Al-Ma'idah is revealed. And I love it because it says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa radhitu lakum al-Islam deena. This day, I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor on you and chosen for you Islam as a religion. It's just like that wonderful ribbon you put on at the end of a present. The wonderful present of hidayah or guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us to be able to reach our full potential is today completed with this wonderful ribbon. And this ribbon is that of the Qur'an and the Ahlul Bayt that we need to stick to. Imam Ali Ridha alayhi salam has said that the day of Ghadir is more well known in the heavens than it is on earth, and the dwellers of the heavens glorify Allah in a special place on the day. When the day is complete, they are told, go back now, for out of respect for Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt, you have been saved from the shortcomings until this day comes again. It's so awesome. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq to be able to learn from the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.